ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनुभीष्टं स्थापितं येन बुद्धवे स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां दधाति स्वापदन्तिकम्। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। After His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami left, I felt strongly within my heart that I should visit Vidura and Manjari. And that meeting was very revealing to me about their quality and devotion. They worship their deities with great feeling and attention, and they did want me to eat, and I was following a very strict diet. It was very hard to refuse. They had many like dabbas filled with all sorts of treats, and she just kept bringing out like one after the other. It's like it was never enough. And I saw like such a mood to serve. It was just like took out of that one and that one, that one. I think pretty much every single one on the shelves. And then he wanted her to serve the glucose biscuits. Now, I had a sort of prejudice against glucose biscuits, because when we would meet people in Bombay, the real hospitable ones, you know, they would arrange for rasgulla, burfi, chavda, samosas, and then a little, you know, like a little lower, and like the lowest was Parle glucose biscuits. Like the cheapest, meanest, commonest thing they could give. But Vidura, for some reason, and I never knew that I would ever see a Parle glucose biscuit in America. I never had up until that time. I said, where did you get this? She said, well, we get it at the Indian shop. I thought maybe they had some relatives send it specially. And of course, they talked a lot about Tamal Krishna Goswami. And one incident in particular, oh yeah, and they took out all their letters from him. They showed me all their letters from him, very beautiful letters. But there was one incident that struck me. Vidura was very regular in his deity service. And sometimes Tamal Krishna Goswami would just pass through the Los Angeles airport. He wouldn't really come out because he had a tight schedule. But he would have a few hours at the airport and his disciples could meet him. So one day he had 3 hours, and Vidura had deity service scheduled at the same time. So he decided to do his deity service. He never missed his deity service. And so he wrote a note to Tamal Krishna Goswami explaining his situation and his decision. And Manjari, you know, went to the airport with the letter. Now, when I think of them, or rather see them in my mind's eye, I see this just like the sweetest couple. It was like, I think if someone were writing a book or making a movie, they couldn't have thought of a better, I mean, they're like almost too good to be true. I don't think anyone could have written a book with such a nice couple, even if they tried to make the best couple they could imagine. And yes, he was clearly the authority, and she was there to serve him and support him. So when I heard about the situation at the airport, I wasn't sure how Tamal Krishna Goswami would respond. I just didn't know. And then she told me that when Tamal Krishna Goswami heard, he was very pleased. He said, yes, he did the right thing. Like, I'm very pleased with him, very proud of him. And then she said, this was the best time I ever had with my spiritual master, because every other time Vidura was there. And Tamal Krishna Goswami would always speak to him, and I would just be behind. But this time I got to sit right next to him, and I was the one that he was speaking to. And I also thought that was very sweet. She never, you know, she was always so happy in her position. But at the same time, you know, Rukmini Dwarkadish or some higher powers arranged for this special opportunity, and she appreciated it and Yeah. she came out with her, how she appreciated that opportunity that came on its own accord. So this blessing that they asked from you to leave, that is a sort of a peculiar blessing to ask for. I actually hadn't heard that before, so I'm just thinking. I think it showed two things. One, of course, how attached they were to each other, that they didn't want to be separated, and how confident they were about their future in devotional service. And I have no doubt, I mean, after that incident, when Vidura did not come to the airport and stayed back to do his service, Tamal Krishna Goswami wrote a beautiful letter to him, appreciating his steadiness and steadfastness in his service, and sort of like, as I recall, blessing him, like, to go back to Godhead. And the circumstances of Manjari's departure were so auspicious. I mean, you mentioned some of them, you know, the same titi as Tamal Krishna Goswami's departure, which was already the same titi as Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's disappearance, and that same time of day. But everything that I recall, just how she was brought out, and just all the auspicious signs, it started to rain, and there's a rainbow, I mean, everything. Again, it was like if someone had created a movie of it, I would have thought, come on, I mean, do they really expect us to believe all these auspicious signs? I mean, maybe one or two, but not like... And, you know, it's just so... I think it's quite clear that they both went back to Godhead. But still, Rukmini Dwarkadish had more service for them. It wasn't that they needed it to qualify themselves to go back to Godhead, but we needed it to have their association and example. And certainly those years were a great gift, you know, to all of us. And even that time when she stayed on after he left, that was also a great gift. So, and then coming here with Nishan leading the kirtan, saying how they're just exemplary. I mean, as husband and wife, they're exemplary. As devotees, they were exemplary. As disciples, they were exemplary. As servants of the deities, they were exemplary. As parents, they were exemplary. And as grandparents. And so I was thinking how, you know, they must be so happy that the grandchildren are continuing in the same line. Um, And it shows, the potency of Srila Prabhupada and the process he gave us, and then the potency that has been transferred from Srila Prabhupada to his disciples, such as Tamal Krishna Goswami and many others, but in their case I think it was very visibly manifest in their spiritual strength, what they got from him and others. So all these nice devotees in the community included. And it reminds me of this letter Srila Prabhupada wrote in the letter. What the letter was in response to a letter by a disciple, in which the disciple was praising one of, like a more senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada's. Sort of like, you know, he's a pure devotee and, you know, we should follow him. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back that, yes, so-and-so is a good soul, but others are also, and you shouldn't, make a faction, like, this is a pure devotee and others are not pure devotees. That anyone who's sincerely serving the spiritual master is a pure devotee. And it's not that so-and-so only will go back to Godhead, but, and then he listed a few people in that disciple's life saying, because I think maybe he was having trouble with the GBC or some of the authorities. So Prabhupada was saying, you know, so-and-so, I think it's probably the GBC, he will also go back to Godhead. And so-and-so, who's maybe the temple president, he'll also go back to Godhead. Everyone will go back to Godhead. And we'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual sky. And then he said, only Mr. Nair, he won't go. Mr. Nair was, you could say, the demon who, you could say, lured Srila Prabhupada into paying money for Hare Krishna land in Juhu, and then tried to keep the money, and this is the whole story. And so he said, yes, so-and-so will go, so-and-so will go, everyone will go, only Mr. Nair, he will not go. We'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So that is very instructive for us, that our relationships with each other are eternal. I mean, in principle, they are eternal. And we're all meant to go back to Godhead. And when we go back to Godhead, who's going to be there? It's going to be the same people that are in the room. So we better... we better start to appreciate the good qualities of the other people who are also serving Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON. Because it's not like we graduate from this, you know, like the impersonalists. I think, okay, well, we do this now, but then eventually we merge and become one with God, and then no more individuals. But there are individuals, and they're, some of them are going to be the same ones who are in this room right now. So We should develop that quality of you know, seeing the good in others and giving everyone a chance to do their best. And bring out the best in them, bring out the love for Krishna in them. And if they need to be corrected, I mean, I didn't have that relationship with Vidura, but I did have it with Tamal Krishna Goswami. And, you know, that's also part of our love and care for each other, that if someone's making a mistake, we correct them. I mean, it can be done, you know, in a nice way, but it's actually not doing a service to the other person if we allow the person to continue going in the wrong way out of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada told that story of a young man, youngish man, who had committed murder, and he was sentenced to death. And they asked him, you know, did he have any last request? And he said, yes, he would like his mother, or actually stepmother, to come forward. So he was in the box in the courtroom, and she came forward, and like he grabbed her and he literally bit off her ear. It was the most ghastly scene. And she said, why did you do that? You know, I gave you everything you wanted. I never denied you anything. And he said, yes, and that's why I'm in the position I'm in now, because you always gave me whatever I wanted and let me do whatever I wanted to do. So Prabhupada told that story to make the point that if we're too lenient, it can also have a bad effect. So it's also part of, you know, the duties of the elders, the spiritual masters, the guardians, the parents, to correct their dependent or subordinate as required, but with the mood to help them, not to like keep them down or like show that we're better than they are. But yeah. And that was something that Srila Prabhupada did, something that Tamal Krishna Goswami did, every acharya. One of our god brothers who hasn't really spent much time in this area, but he's originally from New Zealand, but has been based for many years in South Africa. His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. And he takes devotees on parikrama. He's made a lot of nice DVDs about parikrama. And near Radhakund, there's the ashram of Srinivasacharya. And in that ashram, you know, it's old wood. There's like a beam running across the length of the ashram. And in the strict observance of Ekadasi, the devotees stay up through the night and, you know, chant the holy names and glories of the Lord. So what Srinivasacharya would do is he would have the brahmacharis tie their sikas to that wooden beam so that at night, if they felt drowsy and fell asleep, they would get yanked by their sikha and woken up. So I mention this not just because it's humorous, but to make the point that our acharyas were dealing with human beings like us. And I think, oh, like a disciple of Srinivasacharya must be something special. I'm sure they were. But they were also human beings who were being elevated by the mercy of the acharya and the process of devotional service, like us. So, although we are human, and we have that human side, everyone does, but still the essence is our desire to serve Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Gauranga. And that's what we should see and encourage in each other. So now what do you have to do to be initiated as part of the Metta family? I think this is a good chance. I don't want to miss this one. Right. You can tell me later. So now, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Kamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Shriman Vidura Prabhu ki jai. Srimati Manjari Mataji ki jai. Nudwarka Vasis ki jai. Gaur Premanandi ki jai.